10 speed. Heavy on deck with my Benji. Pussy get wet, call a Fiji. Talk a lot of shit, she need a real G. Real G. Real G. She talk a lot of shit, she need a real G. Real G. Real G. Talk that talk. Talk a lot of shit, she need a real G. Shorty ride dick like a 10 speed. Heavy on deck with my Benji's. Pussy get wet, call a Fiji. She talk a lot of shit, she need a real G. Real G. Shit, she need a real G, real G, real G. She talk a lot of shit, she need a real G. You gon' talk about it, be about it. The way I handle mine, go like a G about it. You a real bitch, yeah, I'ma see about it. New bag, Chanel, Louis V around you. Hold that crazy ass chicks, got that good, good. Came from the projects, but she hood, hood. Type talk when you hit it, need that good wood. I'm the best at it, need a sex addict. Yeah. Who can make it disappear, call the neck magic. Yo, look, I ain't got no room for quitting. No room. She tell all her friends that they're hitting. He ain't about no gays, no bullshitting. Nah, I cannot be ran on no engine. I tell her to shut up and listen. Shut up. Now hop on and get in position. Shorty ride dick like a 10 speed. Heavy on deck with my Benji's. Pussy get wet, call a Fiji. She talk a lot of shit, she need a real G. Real G. Real G. She talk a lot of shit, she need a real G. Real G. Real G. Talk that talk. Talk a lot of shit, she need a real G.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. He tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. It's another episode, and we got a reoccurring guest finally back in the city. Be what up.
Yo, what's good?
Finally back.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here.
I miss Mez Drinks and Chill.
I appreciate you being here. And we also got a first time on the podcast. K, what up?
Mez, what's good?
What's poppin'?
I can't believe you got me on this thing, but...
Yeah, you didn't want to get on here first, but we convinced you to get on here.
We got you on here. I'm here, so...
I appreciate you. B, it's been a minute, man. What episodes you was on? You was on Horoscopes.
Yep, I was on Horoscopes.
Games Women Play.
Games Men Play.
Yeah. Those were classic episodes, too. We was in here cutting up. Yo, it's sometimes I go back and listen to them episodes. I be in there dying laughing at some of the way we was cutting up back then. We had no cut card, no filter.
We had so much fun.
I wish Ma could have made it too.
Me too.
Shout out to Ma.
Shout out to my baby. She's in D.C.
Word. We need you back on the podcast.
We need you back, Mike. Like, come back and come see us.
Word. What's up with you though? Everything good? Back in the city? How you liking the city?
Everything cool. So I'm originally from Detroit, as y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Detroit again. My sister had a baby, so I just went home to, like, you know, play auntie. And yeah. I'm the rich auntie. She is just absolutely a dream. The D is cool. You know, it's still a dirty D. It's so cold in the D. It's like 6 degrees there right now. It's like 54 here in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that just, you know, living out of town for a few years, it's refreshing to be around family.
Facts.
I will say that.
Yo, I got a question, right? Because the other night, I was looking at some shit, and then I just be wondering, like, how do other women feel about this shit, right? Because I know how y'all cut up back in the day. If you had a concert with your man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, so let me ask you, like, when both of y'all, mm-hmm. if y'all had a concert and whoever's performing says, I need y'all to make some noise out there, do you make noise?
No.
No?
Yes.
You make noise?
Yeah, I make noise. What's the purpose of going to a concert?
All right, so speaking to the mic when you do.
What's the purpose of going to a concert?
All right, so let's say you're with your man, and when they say make some noise, he makes some noise. How would you feel?
<Let me say.
laughs> I know, B. B ain't shit, because I'm...
I'm a laugh, because, like, boy, what you doing?
So you're not going to be cool with that?
No. What he making noise for? He wasn't talking to him.
Yeah.
He was not
so
talking to him.
So the dude ain't allowed to make the noise?
I'm not saying he's not allowed, per se, but why you making noise?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Why you making noise?
And that's K talking, right?
This is K. Why you making noise?
B, how would you feel if your man made some noise?
I would literally, like, I would look away. Like, when I'm embarrassed, let me just say this. I'm easily embarrassed. It's unfortunate, but that's just how I am. Because I just feel like, you know, everybody should care about how they're perceived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody should have some cooth. A lot of people don't have cooth.
So your man's not allowed to make noise. The future everybody out there make some noise. If he starts screaming...
No, I feel like my nigga just throw up signs and shit. Like, you know, all right, we in this beat. Like, you know, and I don't like that.
He need to play his role. Listen, let me do the screaming. Keep that up to me.
So he's supposed to just be cool, just rap along with the music, and that's it?
Just relax.
So, all right. So what if y'all go backstage afterwards and he asks Future for a picture?
That's too much.
I want to feel like at all times that my man is a celebrity. So I would just, like, in my head, I would want Future to ask him for a picture. Yeah. I would be cool with that.
So what if your man was like, here, B, hold this, take a picture of me and Future.
I would be mortified. I would literally have to have a conversation with him when we went. Oh, in the car. I would be waiting till we got home. In the car. Like, maybe, you know, like, you a groupie. And I feel some kind
what
of
if
way.
That's his favorite rapper?
The cut in motion.
No?
Cross the neck. That's what I'm doing the whole time.
Would you take the picture for him?
Cut it out.
If he's his favorite rapper.
Would you take the picture of him if he'd be like, "Kay, take a picture"?
Okay, so it gotta be an occasion, like a birthday or something, like just not because we there. Like, like you giving groupie energy, stop.
Him being a fan, you know, I just feel like my man can only be my fan.
Yeah,
and then that's just what it is.
Agreed.
Yeah, like I can never ask a man for a picture, like when we was throwing parties at Hookah Hotspot, when Fab and Jada came through, like my man was like, "Nigga, it's your party. Go up there and take a picture with him." I was just like, I can't. You know what I'm saying?
At that moment, when he asked for another man for a picture, he automatically is sis. Yeah. What you doing?
Yeah.
But see, is it different when they're a promoter or owner? Like, if it's...
If they have a relationship with the person. Yeah. It's okay. Different.
I do feel like it's different.
Yeah.
I feel like it's different. But still, I would just, you know, I just don't want to hear that you asked this grown-ass man for a picture that's shorter than you. I don't want to hear that.
Like, if you're the owner or the promoter, even, like, my homies, like, nigga, you threw a party, like, why, what would be the big deal? But I'm like, it's just hard for me to ask somebody for a picture.
You know, I don't like that. Like, my dad, my dad is 50. He's 50.
Yeah.
He is a huge fan of, like, Floyd Mayweather and the Money Team and all that. And he live on the West Coast, so, like, he go to Vegas all the time. He party and... You know, he'll be telling me, when we be having conversations about the Vegas shit, I just be feeling like, you sound like, I just don't like it. Like, why do you like him like that? He's short. Like, my daddy's like 7 feet. Like, Floyd's like 5'2". Like, why do you like him like that? Like, I just don't.
Floyd is that nigga, but I don't know if I'd ask him to get a picture.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my daddy got like TMT shirts. Like,
oh, wow.
Sorry, daddy, if you hear this ever. But he got TMT shirts, and I just, you know, I don't know. I just feel some kind of way about men who. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of my peoples came into town, and I took him to a Hornets game, right? Mm-hmm. And we was being cool. Like, we were sitting in good seats. Everything was cool. And he was being cool, but he told me after, he was like, if I wasn't with you, he was like, because I know you don't like that type of shit. He was like, I would have started the wave. You know how niggas be starting to wave in the game? He was like, yo, fam, I get into the games. He was like, I'll be throwing a wave. I'll be doing how would y'all feel if your man started the wave?
Yeah, no, he can be my man. And I feel like before he could be my man, I peep shit like that out immediately. Immediately. Listen, he could not be my man.
If alcohol was involved, I'm going to be doing the wave with my man.
Yeah. But see, y'all would be there cutting up, right? Like, that's just y'all.
Cutting up. I love personality. Yeah. You got to have personality.
Yeah. So you wouldn't mind if your man was in there acting up?
Yeah, right? I love a goofy man. Like, come on. You know, show me that you're funny because I like to laugh, so... Show me that you funny. We good.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to do it with him.
Okay. But B ain't with it.
And I'm not mad at that. I love that. We need people like Kay. We need people like the biggest in the crowd.
We need people like my homie.
We need
who
that
was
variety.
Like,
yeah. We need that variety. Me personally, I don't know.
It depends.
And
I feel like it depends with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you was drunk, it wouldn't matter.
I think it would if I was drunk.
It would matter if you was drunk?
It would matter.
Yes, like, oh, I don't know. I just be real chill. I just be real laid back. And I don't really like drawing attention to myself. I just don't. That's just me, though. Yeah. I just don't.
I mean.
And opposites always attract because I feel like I be attracting men who love attention. And I just be hiding, okay? Sunglasses, everything.
I feel like if you have a big personality, then attention is going to come naturally. Like, that's the last part of the worry for me. It's just more so about having fun and enjoying myself. So,
how do y'all feel about your man asking for y'all to take a picture of him?
Baby, let's take this picture.
Yeah.
How you want
to pose? I agree. I would, I don't mind being asked that.
Yeah.
I don't mind being.
No, it wouldn't bother me.
And I'm about to get all your ankles bae.
For real, on the ground.
Y'all got, we were talking earlier, you said you have a male best friend, B?
Yeah, I got a male best friend. Shout out to Lee. I call him Bruce Lee because he looks like an Asian, but he's really chocolate. Like,
now, how does that work, having a male best friend as a woman? Like, you think it's possible for somebody to have an opposite male best friend? I mean, an opposite best friend?
I definitely do. And a lot of people will say, like, when I explain, like, me and Lee's relationship, a lot of people will say, like, oh, well, that's just an exception to the rule. And it's like, no, I actually do believe that people can have best friends of the opposite sex, and they can be attractive, but they are not attracted to each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this has been my best friend since I've been 17. I'm 30. I'm about to be 31 next month. So this has literally been my friend, like, through thick and thin, through anything, broke, rich, whatever. Like, yeah. This has been my real friend. And we've supported each other through our relationships, and we are each other's wise counsel when it comes to things, because, you know, I'm not a man, he's not a woman. So whenever, you know, we need that opposite sex advice, we go to each other.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that we haven't been in relationships where, I mean, well, okay, no, let me take that back. People have been uncomfortable with our relationship. People that we've dated, women that he's dated, men that I've dated.
Yeah.
You know, like, you had to have slept with him, or, you know, because there's no way it just is cool.
Yeah,
you know?
It's hard to imagine. It's
like, but we are, though. Like, and that's all that I can say about it. It's really not a scientific reason why we have never crossed that line. I have always, like, yearned for an older brother, and he's the only child. And so my, like, you know, I'm into astrology and everything. And, like, my birthday is a few days after his mother's birthday, who has passed. Mm-hmm. So he always will say, like, you remind me of my mama. Mm-hmm. So we just have, like, a really dope-ass dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, like, so a guy that I'm dating, he has a female best friend. Mm-hmm. And I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely cool with it. Yeah. And you know, and
like,
honestly,
they can go out and hang out without
you. They can go out and hang out without me. And honestly, like, if we ever have any, you know, if he has some woman questions, or, you know, he wants to get me something, or he's trying to figure out something, but he can't talk to me about it, I would rather him talk to her about it, because we're in the same age group. She's relatable to me versus asking his mama for some advice, and she's, you know, 20 plus years on me. She don't know how shit is now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind. I don't mind that situation. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just very secure in myself.
Okay,
so,
how you feel about that? Like, would you be able to be? Would you able to have a male best friend?
I feel like that's very doable. Like, platonic friendships exist, and it doesn't matter what sex you are. Like, I have a best friend that's a guy, and, you know, we've never dealt in that way. So I definitely believe that that's possible. It's just, you know, you need perspective. When dealing with, you know, other outside relationships, you need somebody to be able to confide into and to talk with, to get a different perspective, not just your homegirls. So I really think that's, you know, doable. And I think that's what's needed.
It's healthy, basically.
Yeah, it's definitely healthy. But, you know, a lot of people kind of just stuck in their ways of because of insecurities and, you know, like, oh, you got to be dealing with this person because y'all so close. Like, no, I really feel like, you know,
and you'd be cool with your man having.
Yeah, I'm not insecure.
So they could go out and hang out and have drinks and stuff?
Yeah, for sure.
That's dope.
I also feel like a lot of people are insecure about the idea because we all know them people who be like, oh, this my brother, all that bullshit. Yeah. And they really be fucking. Or they be, you know, like, they be waiting in the cut for something to fuck up with the person that they're with. It's for them to slide in.
That's the person they tell you not to worry about.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I just feel like, you know, sometimes that is a situation, but I feel like, you know, you got to be around. You got to feel the energy out. And yeah, sometimes things happen and you don't be suspecting it, but I feel like, you know, it's important for everybody to be around each other and everybody to be cool as fuck with each other. And I will say that I don't think it's healthy, like what Kay was saying, because, you know, like, as a woman, like, you can listen to your girlfriends and, you know, your girlfriend's gonna ride for you. Like, girls be team girl.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And men be team men. So it's like, you know, if I'm coming to my girls and I'm asking about the situation and I, you know, am I wrong? Is my dude wrong? Of course my girl's gonna hype me up, like, no, bitch, like, fuck him. Like, you know, you straight, like, these bitches will have me out here single.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you should put up with shit. That's not what I'm saying either, but it's just like, these hoes have me single. Like,
because sometimes fix the ass, they single friend or somebody who ain't never been through shit.
Yeah. So it's like, honestly, when it comes to advice on my partner and my relationship, I like talking to either other couples.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have open dialogue, or I like talking to people, you know, who I like talking to the opposite sex about shit because they can give me perspective.
Right.
My new thing is I'm going to take what resonates, and then what doesn't, I'm going to just leave it where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people are not in a place to receive. They don't know what it feels like to receive something good. So that's why they're so insecure about,
it not being possible.
Yeah.
They don't know how to receive shit. Like, I feel like that's the really biggest issue.
Yeah.
They don't know how to receive nothing. They don't expect that nothing good can actually happen. Or they can actually find, you know, that one. So they're going to always think negative about everything because they don't think that they're, you know, worthy of receiving anything good.
Hell yeah. That shit, you hit that right on the head, matter of fact. Now, have any of us cyber stalked a man? Or it maybe the guy you're talking to or the guy who you're interested in? Like, and cyber stalking might have a negative connotation to it, but like, you know, you just checking on them. Like, they put up a post and you checking, like, let's just say they put up a few stories and they tag people on their stories. Do you go to the people tagged on there and check out their stories and shit like that?
Never, ever. Ever.
Cap. There's no way.
Girl, that's cute. I'm gonna keep it real. So listen, I'm nosy. I'm naturally a nosy person. I be wanting to know. That's why God sent me into this earth, you know, for knowledge.
So
I
you check the tag know. People and all that?
Yes. I mm-hmm. need to know who this is. Who is this? Let me see. Let me go look at her page. I'm nosy. Yes. Mm-hmm. I definitely look. I don't care what you talking about, Brandy, over here. But I need to know.
Brandy mature as shit.
But it ain't gonna hurt. I don't think that that's immature.
I don't think it's immature either.
That the fact that I'm just nosy as hell and I be feeling like I need to know some shit, I'm gonna look.
I'm the same way. I ain't gonna lie.
It's not like I'm gonna do something after I find out. Yeah. It is what it is. I just need to know.
And sometimes it don't even be nothing bad. It just be like, if
who
somebody. But I just started doing that because people are like, why not check that? Because I never used to care. Like, if y'all out somewhere or somebody.
I do not care. But I also feel like, I can say that from what I know, I've never been cheated on in any of my relationships.
Right.
But I can also say that I've never investigated anything.
Yeah.
And I know that probably sounds crazy because it's like, well, were you really in love? I don't know. I went through a guy's phone one time. I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Never. I'm 31. I'm about to be 31. Never went through a man's phone again ever in life. I just don't investigate shit. I just like to. I feel like if I need to know something,
it's gonna pop up.
It's gonna come up.
I feel the same way.
I don't have to look for anything. And I feel like when you look for shit, you create things. Mm-hmm. And whether it's something bad or good, like you can literally, because you're looking for something, you can literally turn something that's innocent into
something.
Into some bullshit.
Hell yeah.
And so it's just like, I never go looking for shit. I don't investigate shit. I just don't like to do that shit because then I get in my head. I'm already naturally an overthinker.
Yeah.
And I'll fuck something up just based on some thoughts. Yeah. So it's like, let me just chill. Like, I'm just going to enjoy the moment. If I need to find something out, it'll come out eventually. People always show you who they are. Things always come
eventually
up. So it's just like, I don't need to go look for nothing. I'm not fucking with it.
Okay.
Now that I definitely agree with, but I feel like it's a difference when you talk about the term investigation.
Okay.
So if it's right there in my face, if it's a post that's posted and I saw it, I'm going to look.
All right, so you're talking to a guy right now. Yeah. Let's just say you're talking to a guy. He goes out with some of his homies, his four homies.
I'ma look.
He tags all four of his homies.
Let's just say he tags four of his four homies. But I feel like if it's something that I don't really know about, because if he is my man, we going to talk about it. I'm going to know what's up. Yeah. But it's just kind of like, it's something that's a little, okay, let me check this out. Mm-hmm. And that'd be that. You know, it's not necessarily to try to find something or, like, just go fishing for something. It's just more so for me because I'm nosy and I just need to know what's up.
See, that's my thing. I'm not nosy. Like, if my wife goes out and she's hanging out with someone, even if it's somebody I don't know, I'm not going to tag on the person and look at them.
Well, that's
cute. I just don't care.
I feel like the purpose of Instagram and the reason why they tag is because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have that right to look.
But you know what I think? If you're going to tag the person, it can't be something...
Right.
I think if you're gonna be secretive, you're not gonna tag the person.
But that doesn't mean that I'm expecting something negative to be out of it.
Okay.
Looking just
so you're saying you're just nosy, period. It doesn't matter. Okay.
It doesn't matter. Like, I'm just looking because it's there.
Yeah.
He posted it, why not? Like, he posted it. There's not no stipulations. Oh, you can't look at what I post.
What's your Instagrams?
Follow me at The Luxurious K. Now, let me tell y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
It's people out here that be perpetrating trying to be me. I have no underscores.
You just,
no underscores.
A fake page just came out
exactly.
of yours.
Exactly. People is really wild and weird. That is so weird, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was them, I'd probably want to be me too, but it's okay.
Okay.
But,
why not?
But no underscore, The Luxurious K. Follow me. You know, I'm really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before I give up my Instagram, I just want to say, because we on this topic about being investigated, shout out to Instagram removing that feature that they had on there where you could actually see what one of your followers liked.
Oh yeah, the activities.
I am so happy that they did the activity page, because but see, that shit used to get everybody.
I never used to check that page. No. I never would look at that page.
It was so weird. It was just why do I need to know? Like, this is a lot for me. However, my Instagram is orange, like the color moon, like sun and moon, yeah. LTD, as in like limited. So it's orange moon LTD on Instagram now. Period. I just be weird sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll delete all my pictures for no reason. I just don't like the way, I don't know. Weird. I'm just always like, y'all not worthy of seeing my life. I'm really just playing. But sometimes I delete my pictures. And so I don't have anything on there right now. But I do want to say that I make products. I make body products. Yeah. So I'm about to relaunch February 1st. Today is January 29th. I'm about to relaunch February 1st. So, in a minute, if y'all follow me, like whenever this comes out, like y'all can follow me. I'll have pictures on there, but I don't have anything on it right now. That's all.
And I co-sign that, because I bought, what is that called? The body butter? Yes. For men?
Mess got my body butter. The I love scent that for shit. Men. Thank you so much, yeah, Mess. It's called Mars. Like how everybody said, like men are from Mars, the women are from Venus. Mm-hmm. So I have a Mars body butter for men. I have a Venus body butter for women. And literally everybody that I know who gets these body butters, like they'll always say, like, I'm literally like walking candy. Like, I'm
not. Nah, I'll speak for on it, because edible, just so they don't think you like, adding it, like, period. So they don't think you saucing it up. Literally, like, I would put it on, like, it's just like, instead of lotion, I would use that sometimes, and people be like, damn, you smell good. I'm like, I put that on this morning, and you can still smell me?
That's lit.
That's a fact.
Thank you so much, man. No doubt. I can co-sign, because I walked in here, smelling like orange moon tonight, and Brandy was like, oh, girl, you smell good. I mean, hello. What am I wearing?
Period.
And they can hit you up anytime about that, right?
Yes, they can hit me up anytime. My email, like, everything is in my bio. I'm relaunching February 1st. My website link will be in my bio. But, I make manifestation candles, body butter, shower gel, body lotion, body scrub, bath salts,
beard coasters, oil,
mm-hmm. perfume oil. I do it all. Room spray, hand sanitizer, everything. Hit me up.
Also, I want to add, mm-hmm. I have a business as well. I'm a blogger.
Yeah, shout it out, yeah.
Yes, my blog is the Madison Clare Collection, madisonclare.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to be relaunching very, very soon, so y'all need to stay tuned. I'm all about positivity, women empowerment, feeling luxury, and confidence about yourself, So definitely all the ladies tap in.
Shout out to all
of I got some new things coming for y'all in 2022, so just stay tuned.
And I'm very excited, Kay.
All right, so speaking, because you got all that lotion, body stuff. So have you seen on Instagram all these little videos of, like, women or men getting those sexual massages? How do y'all...
First of all, it's so funny because me and my dude talk about this shit all the time.
Yeah.
And hell fucking no.
So what if he was a masseuse before you met
hell
him?
Hell fucking no. He would have to dead his career. Period.
Yeah.
He would have to find a new way. And it's so funny because everybody know that I'm really like a Jamaican. As in, like, I've had like a million fucking careers.
Yeah.
I wanted to try everything and just see how whatever worked out. Like, I'm just going to do everything. So I was a massage therapist. I am a former licensed massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went into it, like, just on the medical side.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the massage therapist for the Lions.
Yeah.
For the Pistons.
Detroit Lions, Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. That was like my, because it's sports therapy and everything.
Right.
But it literally did not matter what medical terms I use discussing massage therapy with men. It does not matter. They always thought that I was like the Asian in the back.
Yeah.
With the lotion.
With the happy ending.
Yeah. And I'm just like, nobody ever came at me like that, like, as a client. Like, nobody ever came at me like that as my client. But, like, just discussing in general, like, I do massages. Yeah. And they're like, okay. Like, yeah, let me book an appointment. Like, no, I don't like what you're looking at me like you say that.
Yeah.
But I will say that my man could never. Okay. And I couldn't either. Like, so, I would have that not? Man train my man to do that on me.
Uh-huh.
And then he would do that on me. And that's
because it's like, it's no way it doesn't lead to something
it's
else.
It's just like, the shit just be, I mean, they be fucking without damn penetration. Damn near it. And it be recorded. Like, this should be on OnlyFans.
It's going to lead to that. Just, like, there's no way it doesn't lead to that.
It just, Kay, how no you feel way. About Kay, that? How you feel about that?
Hell to the no.
So what if he was already doing that before he met you? Like, and y'all go out and he's like, this is what I do.
What Brandy said. No, because no. Mm-mm.
Nah?
Nah, it's too much that come with that. I ain't got the patience. I ain't got the energy to deal with none of that. No, mm-hmm. sir. You can find something else. If you can be a massage therapist, you can do something else.
Yeah, you
but
find new construction. Yeah,
what like if he's already doing that though? Like, that's his job. Like,
all right, well, he gonna have to let it go. Like, it's a lot of online jobs available. Like, we can find something. We can talk this. Yeah. We can work this out.
Yeah.
But I'm not finna play that.
Would you ever get that kind of massage
from my man?
Not from your man. Like, let's just say it's a.
I don't think my man would be okay with that.
No, all right. So what if you're single? Would you ever?
If I was single, hell yeah. I mean, I am single, but I'm just saying, like, hell yeah. But like, if I was in a relationship,
yeah,
no.
Mm-mm.
So I feel like that's kind of crossing the line. Slightly.
It's gonna lead to that, right?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. If I was single, I would not get that kind of massage.
You wouldn't?
No, because them kind of massages, like, you're fucking.
For sure. Serious. That's what I say. Like, I'm like, there's no
that
way.
That shit will make you crazy. And I just feel like the type of men who do type of massages, they don't really be that attractive. I wouldn't do that because it would just make me feel too.
Would you be okay with your man getting a massage from another man?
Fucking what? No. Anytime that I've ever booked a massage for my man, I always make sure that he has a woman. Yeah. I make sure that we both have women and we're in the same room.
Yeah.
Because, bitch, I want to look.
Yeah.
And don't be fucking touching my... You better massage him and that's it. Don't be getting happy fingers.
Not I want to look.
Kay, how would you feel about a nigga getting a massage from another nigga?
Peeking through the blinds. Another nigga?
Yeah.
No way.
Nah?
No.
So it has to be a woman?
Yes, and let me pick her. No, she gotta be cute. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She gotta be cute. What is it?
She gotta be cute.
Yeah.
It's the standard.
Mine gotta be, she ain't gotta be cute. Cause I mean, we ain't there for that. We ain't there for that.
she gotta be cute.
Yeah.
She gotta be cute, period.
Now, my wife made fun of me recently, right? Cause I went and got, it's technically a massage, but it's the one where you're sitting in the chair and he's not, it's not like I have my clothes off or nothing. Mm-hmm. But when I do get the full massages, it's mm-hmm. definitely a woman. Like, there's no, and it has to be like for a nigga to touch my back, he has to be Asian.
Yeah,
like
for sure,
I don't know, because they just
got little petite women hands.
It's not. Yo, I'm out of here. Yo,
don't they? Okay, let's just on the record.
I'm dead.
This is not
hold
racist.
On, hold on, hold on.
The views and opinions you hear are totally of the guest, not Mez, Drinks, and Chill.
Let me get that out the way, because B is in here misbehaving, I swear to God.
Okay, look, I did not mean that offensively. All I'm saying is that, okay,
I'm dead.
Let me just ask a real question to the women that's listening, okay? Right. Have y'all ever ordered clothes from a site and you get them and they're shaped for, like, a gingerbread cookie man? Like, they're shaped for, like, little, small people, wide. Like, you know, I don't know. That's just me. And I will say that, you know, we get pedicures by Asians.
Yeah.
Men, okay, they got soft-ass, petite-ass little hands. So if I was a man and I had to get a massage by a man, it would definitely be by an Asian because he would make you feel like it's a woman massaging you. That's just me. I don't know. What about you, Kay? What you think?
I didn't even.
Okay, how would you feel about it? Like, because, like, there's no way I would be able to be comfortable just being, like, because you could go all the way down in your boxers and still be, like, getting
talking
a
about a man doing
it. It has to be a woman, though. Like, there's no way.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, like, there's a lot
there's
of people.
Absolutely no way a man is touching my man.
All right, so.
He's not my man after that.
There's a lot of people who, you know, sports players like LeBron, all them. It's dudes massaging them and doing a physical therapy on them.
Well, I don't date LeBron. So, as I stated.
So, if let's say you were dating an athlete, right? And he had, like, physical therapists.
I feel like it would have to be just very strictly professional. Like, you know, like, literally, like, I don't know. That just makes me feel.
But he can't have, like, a regular dude. And he's like, my favorite masseuse is a dude.
No, his favorite masseuse better be a woman.
Nah, B, how you feel about that?
No, immediately no.
It gotta be a woman.
Immediately
So he can't have an over sexual woman, but he also can't have a dude.
Look. Mm-hmm. Look. If you were going to get a massage by yourself, you know, I ain't got to know.
Yeah.
But if we doing it together, then I'm going to definitely make sure that you have a woman, you know. And she don't have to be cute like that, because I low-key want her to have some strong-ass hands. So she can, you know, put that play down.
Yeah.
You know, get you together. Because, you know, me personally, me being a massage therapist, because I know how that shit is on a scientific level, and I go in and get massages, and I feel like bitches just be playing in my fucking hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they literally just be like, like, the frilly shit. And I'm just like, bitch, get into my muscles. Like, you know. So, no, I want to make sure that, you know, he's actually getting what I paid for. So,
So, what's your ideal first date? Like, what's the perfect date from start to finish?
I would say, food, of course.
So he got to pick you up, but let's start from
he has to plan the dates.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He has to, have picked up on the hints that I'm dropping through our conversations that we had before this date.
Mm-hmm.
He, or not even that, I just want him to take the initiative. Like, he lets me know, you know, he asked me, what you doing on this day? Okay, cool. Cause I got the whole day planned for us. Okay, bet. Cool. So I want him to take the initiative to plan the date. I want everything to be scheduled timely in a nice fashion. I want him to be dressed to the nines. I want him to smell so fucking good I could lick him. Like, I just want the shit to be nice. Now, yeah. I will say that I love food. So it's like, if he could take me to a restaurant that I've never been to, we eat different food. Like, we eat a different food from a different country that I've never had.
Yeah.
I would love that. Or even if I told him, like, something was my favorite and we went there, like, just to start it off. I love the water. So anything that involves like being on a yacht or going scuba diving or I won't necessarily go on fishing, but honestly, I've never been on a date going fishing. That would be cool to me. Like, I like doing shit that, one, I've never done on a date, or just some shit I'm just not expecting, like something out of the ordinary. But I love the water. So anything like surfing or parasailing, like, I just like water activities. If it's something that we can do like that, even if a nigga flew me out of town on the first date,
You would go?
I would go. Wholeheartedly. Now,
would he be wrong to be expecting sex?
Yes, he would.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I would love a man. And this is the thing, men. Just to let y'all know. You get much further with a woman when you do not let her know
thirsty.
That you're expecting sex.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not thirsty.
That's a fact.
When you don't feel on her. When you act like you just so chill. Not that you don't. Not that you're not interested. Because, like, you show interest and you be all in. You give her eye contact. You're very attentive. You're very, you know, you're responsive. You know, all of that. Like, you do that and you
women low-key like more when you ignore them and when you're not really being thirsty and a dog with them. Like, yeah.
And it's just like, when you being thirsty and you expecting some shit, like, who the fuck do you think you are? Whether you spent 10 bands on the first date or not, who you think you is?
Yeah.
Okay? And so, if you just be cool and chill, like, you'll get what you want.
Yeah.
Just let you know. But yeah, that, and then some, because I love massages. I love pampering. So I love massages, facials, manicures, pedicures. We can do all this together. Have a little fish biting our feet and shit. I like shit like that. We can do all that. And you know, garden. I love like, you know, the gardens. I don't know if y'all been to that garden in Atlanta.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. We got a botanical in a botanica in Detroit, and it's beautiful. I like nature. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Even if we went hiking, we went on like a plant tour. Like, I'm into shit like that.
Yeah.
You do that, we end it with some dinner, some good wine. You know what I'm saying? Ending. Not the happy ending.
B said, hold up now. So, Kate.
No, literally, I wanted like a moonlit walk. We had a deep-ass conversation under the stars. Like, we were just sitting on the rocks, listening to the water, like, crash against the rocks. Okay. And that was my first date. And I was just like, okay.
That's cool with you.
Mm-hmm, it was bomb.
So, Kate. I agree a lot with Brandy. I agree with a lot with her.
Mm-hmm.
I need a man that's going to pay attention. So, before we go on this date, we're going to have conversations. He's going to know what I like. He's going to know what I want. If he can show me that he's paid attention, even in the smallest detail, it's a win for him.
So it'd be the little things sometimes.
It's the little things for me. Like, you know, materialistic things is fine, but when those things come and go, I want to know that you truly connected with me.
Right.
So it's more so about the smaller things. Definitely, like, agreeing with Brandy, he's got to to, you know, have everything planned. Like, I don't like when dudes are like, so what you want to plan or what you want to do? Like, you, sir, you hopped over here.
Yeah.
So when you hop over here, you need to have everything
set
together.
Already.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have to do nothing because I didn't approach you.
Yeah.
So, you
do
know.
Do you approach men?
I mean.
That sounds like
I'm
a
not. Yes. No. I no, don't approach. Never? I've never approached a man, but I'm not opposed to it per se.
Do you give hints?
Yeah. Like, maybe, like, if I respond back to something, like, that you've done, that's more of the hint that I'm going to give you.
That's but, it? But subtle hints is what you'll do?
Yeah. Something real chill. Like, I'm a really chill person. Like, I really don't chase, like, a track. That's how it goes. Yeah. And, you know, like, it's more so about him, you know, doing his part. Because if 9 times out of 10, if we talking, you've pretty much came to me. Yeah.
But what if you see somebody you like, right? Because I think a lot of times women, like, they'll kind of, like, miss out on the opportunity because they'll see somebody they like, they're interested in them, but they won't say a word or nothing. Like, what if you see somebody you like?
I still feel like, indirectly, I would have him approach me first. Like, I may spark up a conversation.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to, like, say something flirty or cute, you know? But
what about liking his pictures and those
things
like that?
Yeah. But ultimately, like, he's gonna approach me first. Right. Like, I'm gonna make it to where that happens.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show him a little bit, like, you know, that I'm interested, but, like, he gotta make the
ball's
move.
In his court. Yeah.
That's, I feel like that's what a man does, you know.
So you wanna be courted?
Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, in regards to, like, the first date or whatever, like, he's gotta have everything planned. Like, I'm open. Like, you know, I feel like I can have fun anywhere, honestly. So it's more so about creativity. Like, like, don't do the basics, like movies, dinner, like, do something different. Like,
that's basic. You're saying that's basic?
I feel like that's basic.
Yeah.
Basic.
Yeah.
But do something different. Have my mind, like me wondering, like, ooh.
Trying something new.
Yeah. Like, what's he about? You know?
Yeah.
Like, just shock me. I very rarely get surprised.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can surprise me, that's definitely a win for you.
Yeah.
Just, you know, shocking me. And, like I said, going back to paying attention. Everything else, like I said, I'm open. I don't really have a specific because, you know, a lot of things excite me. I'm an adventurous type of person. So if it's something new and it's something I'm trying for the first time, I'm going to be excited about it regardless. So
you'll try different foods and all that?
Yeah, I'll try different foods. I'll try different places, all of that. Like, I'll try it. But it just has to be something different, and it doesn't have to, like, I hate typical stuff. Like, I easily get bored, and I easily get kind of, like, distracted. So you have to kind of keep my attention.
Yeah.
So you got to be different. Like,
all right, so you know how, of course, every woman wants a real man or the ideal man or whatever, but do you think most women know what to do with that man when they finally do get him? Like, to keep a man? Because sometimes, you know, women want to be courted and stuff and want everything done, you know, to please them, but it's got to be shit that women do also to keep that nigga interested and to keep doing that thing. Because I always see women talking about where the real niggas at, where the real men at, whatever. But when they do get them, they don't even know how to keep a real man.
So I think the answer to that is more so if the woman has done the work for her first. I feel like if she's done the work for her first, then she'll be able to accomplish keeping that man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of times, insecurities, like, all those things kind of play into how things play out in a situation. So if she's done the work on her own and she knows who she is and she's walking in her power, she can most definitely keep that man. It's just a lot of people that's out here perpetrating like they done what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And they haven't. And that's why these men walk up out of there quickly because they have a perception of who this woman thinks, you know, who they think this woman is. And she's not really, she's not really that.
That's a fact. B, how you feel about that?
I feel like,
As far as, like, would, you know how women feel like, it's a real dude, it's a real man or whatever, like, but when they finally get that dude, can they really keep him? Like, do they have, be drunk by now? Yo, hold on, let me give y'all a disclaimer, in case you hear a slurring, laughing too much, this fucking bottle of, we on Puffy's De Leon, literally less than a quarter left. It might be like 3 shots left in this.
I'm like, I feel like, yes, you can keep a man, but I also feel like...
B is drunk. Hold on.
I feel like it's very important to have conversations in the beginning about your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
and about, you know, your likes and dislikes and, you know, your past relationships and why they ended and what you feel like you could have did better, what you feel like your partner and your ex-partner could have did better, and what you, you know, what you, and I also feel like, you know, everybody needs positive reinforcement. So when you express the things that you don't like, you always have to, you have to start off with the good shit first, and then, you know, butter them up, then let them know like what they can improve on, and not in a malicious way either, like not like a putting down way, but I do feel like everything in life, including relationships, like it's the, you, there is the potential to keep somebody.
Yeah.
If y'all
yeah.
just had these real ass conversations about what you, what facts. You want, what you expect. And so
that shit could be hard though. Like,
that, you know, those conversations are definitely hard as hell,
but they're necessary though, right?
They're very necessary. And I feel like, I'm going to do things differently this time around. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm
I know. I didn't mean to cut you off. No, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to, even though you passed the subject about, like, the courting question, the courting shit that we just talked about, I do feel like a lot of men are the new bad bitches. I also feel
what
like...
What you mean? Hold on, hold on. Don't just pass that. What? Hold on. You're not going to just jump on a topic like that and go... What you mean? Explain that.
I feel like these men want to get flued out. These men want to get tricked on. Uh-huh. These men want flowers.
Yes, they whoa.
Do. What an entire fuck. These men want to get courted.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not hating on y'all PPP boys and y'all PPP girl.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on the pandemic billionaires that, you know.
I'm hating on them if they didn't do nothing positive with it. Because I know
I'm hating on the fact that I was so fucking scared to do this shit.
Yeah.
And out of the million people that we know who got PPPs, only 2 people went to jail.
Right.
I'm very upset about that. Yeah. However, that's a whole nother topic. But I will say that the climate of things have definitely changed within our generation. You know, you have women buying men cars and acres of land. Shout out to Ari.
What's wrong with that, though?
Nothing is wrong with that is what I'm about to say. Right. Nothing is wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the men expecting that. And it's like, you're not a rapper. I'm not buying you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like social media in general has screwed up people's outlook on every fucking thing. Their perspectives on everything.
And you don't know what Moneybag did for Ari to make her feel like, yo, I owe this nigga something.
You not Moneybag, like, period. Yeah. And you ain't even got no Moneybag.
I was about to say,
and then it's just like, The fact that men want to be courted is because we about to make this no deep ass conversation because we know the dynamics of the independent black woman and the man and just how, you know, like, I ain't trying to get too deep, but you know, like how we get pitted against each other basically. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, women is, you know, I don't need no man and all this shit, and you know, niggas like, all right, bitch, well, fine. You know, and then it's turned into us having role reversals. I love spoiling my man and making my man, you know, I hell want my man to feel like he the only man in the world. Like, I will spoil him. I will literally, that's my baby. I will baby him.
Right.
But I also feel like somebody to expect to be tricked on, flued out, and,
weird.
Comparing shit and, she took him on a vacation for their first vacation. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No. Men are new bad bitches and women are paying for it because, you know, it is a shortage of men.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And I know. People feel like, oh, well, I can get any, like, getting a woman is not a hard thing. So women might feel like they got to compete. And so women are really like, they're competing with these men to show who got the bigger bag. And it's like, sis, like, he needs to be competing for you. I don't give a fuck if it's 14 women to one man. No, you better work for this pussy.
Yeah.
All right.
How you feel, Kay?
I mean, kind of taking it back to what you said, like, because he's a rapper, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If he was a rapper or not, he got to show that he's worth it for me to spend anything on him. Now, I agree with Brandy. Like, I don't mind, you know, spending money or spoiling my significant other. But it's more to it than just doing it, just to do it. Mm-hmm. He has to be worthy of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with that whole, you know, this kind of changing the subject a little bit, but even with the whole submission word, you know, when you're in a relationship and they talk about submitting to your man. Well, I'm not just finna submit to you because you a man.
Right.
You got to be worth submitting to.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to be going all out for you, if I'm going to be doing all these things for you, you have to be worth me doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you giving me commitment? What are you giving me? You right. know what I'm saying? Like, materialistic things are not just the thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you really into me? Like, you know, what are you feeding my soul? It's got to be deeper than just the surface stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what people look at. Like, they look at image, like how this person is, you know, how much money they got in their account. And, like, as shallow as that is to think about things, like, what happens if the tables turn the next day?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You can be the finest man out there. You can get hit by a bus the same day. You're not going to look the same. What do you want people to, you know what I'm saying? How do you want people to view you? It's more so about your character and what you internally possess.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the outside. And I feel like people are so shallow nowadays.
Yeah.
That's all they go after. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm just more deeper than that. And that's why, like, in order for a man to get that out of me, he got to show me past the surface, period.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, do you think social media fucks that up with people?
It does, because people cling to imagery. That's all they see. That's all that's out there. Because
there was so many people with the hot girl summer. All these women who are selling that bullshit image, they all want to be in a relationship. All the city girls are in a relationship.
All the city girls in a relationship.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the city girls in a relationship. Yeah. We all.
Nikki.
And it's another thing, too. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody be, you know, like, everybody knows somebody where they be like, no, like, he, she, like, no, like, they just be like, fuck love. I don't care how tough you proclaim to be. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants that one person. I don't care about y'all polygamous. Everybody, first of all, that's another topic. Y'all polygamous, y'all don't have enough money to be in a polygamous relationship. So, everybody that be talking that shit, no. And if you can't financially support that type of situation, like, relationships are deeper than money. Like, you have to be emotionally there for everybody. And if you got multiple kids, you got multiple families and multiple households, like, come on. Like, at the end of the day, like, polygamy is just for men to get their rocks off with multiple people and everybody be cool with it. And women really don't like that shit. I don't care if you feel like, oh, you in an open relationship, my girl cool with it, my girl cool with threesomes. Bruh, she's doing that shit because she feel like that's gonna keep you around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is. But women really don't like that shit. Now, back to what I was saying. And I know I'm just hopping subject to subject.
That's
but
cool. Yeah.
Let's get back to that submission conversation that we was just having.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Mess. Do you feel like it's easy? Well, I won't say it's easy because I don't think it's easy for anybody to submit to anybody. But what made you submit? Do you consider yourself to be submissive to your woman? Do you feel
of
like
course.
It's do you feel like it's beneficial for both people to be submissive to one another, or the woman?
Hell yeah.
And what how did that happen? What made you comfortable? What made you be comfortable enough to be submissive?
It's almost like letting somebody take the driver's seat, in a sense. That's how I look at it. But, like, if you know where you're going and you're not gonna crash this car, I don't mind letting you drive for a second, and then I switch. Like, shit.
Yeah.
It just depends on what it is, because some shit I'm not 100% on. Like, we supposed to balance each other out to where if I don't know some shit, you're stronger in something than I am, you should be the one, you know, handling that business, and vice versa. But I think you got to put your pride and ego to the side sometimes. And I think we have a problem with that sometimes. And it's also because we don't trust the person to drive, because they might fuck around and crash the car. But yeah, like, you got to. When you are young, you look at that word submissive, especially to a woman, like, hold up, I'm being less of a man. But nah, nigga, sometimes you got to shut the fuck up. Sometimes your woman knows more than you. Yeah. Sometimes your woman would tell you, like, bro, you tripping. You don't know what you're talking about. You need to relax. Most dudes that I know who are most successful in their life, they have a strong woman beside them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So once you find that woman who's definitely going to hold you down and know what she's talking about, nigga, listen to her. Stop being hard-headed. Just listen to what she got to say.
I definitely agree with the whole equality when it comes to the submission thing. Like, you know, I got a great example. My parents will be married 32 years in this year. And, you know, like, it's a give and take. I've watched, you know, over time how their love has, like, you know, grown and developed into something so beautiful. You know, and I have a really great example of that. But I just feel like, you know, a lot of times people just take that word and run with it. Like, I'm a very traditional person, you know, because I, you know, of course I've experienced that.
Yeah.
But I do feel like a woman, you know, the whole submission thing. It's not like your man is just telling you what to do and you just do it. I think it's just deeper than that. But I do feel like a man, if he is a man in the relationship, he's supposed to lead.
That's just my
whole perspective of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gives that masculine energy. He's like the provider. Mm-hmm. He gives the security to the relationship. So I feel like he's supposed to lead. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first part of submission. But I also feel like if you have a strong woman who's smart and who's also, you know, capable of holding shit down, if he gets into, you know, a rough time or a tough time, then her say-so matters too.
Hell yeah.
And like with my parents, I've seen that happen. You know, both of them have the equal ability to make shit happen if one person lacks.
Yeah.
Like my mama got my daddy back and vice versa.
Vice versa,
so,
yeah.
You know, like I feel like that's what submission really is. It's just kind of like giving into that person because that person is your better half and that person's got your back regardless.
And I think every relationship is different as far as what works for what. In the relationship, like, I would never look at my homie's relationship and be like, my relationship need to be like that. Like, nigga, my relationship could be totally separate from yours, and mine can work and yours can work, and we could be doing two totally different things. B, you have something to say?
I was just going to say, shout out to all the gems that Kay is dropping.
Facts.
Tonight.
For sure.
Okay, period. Okay.
She definitely dropping some.
I just had to let y'all know a little something, you know?
Yeah.
I know a little something.
And it's also cool for people to have, like, it's been a couple times
something.
When y'all both had total opposite, like,
perspectives
on things, and they both can work. Like, that might work for you, and that might work for you, but who cares?
It's all up to the individual, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like people got to stop putting their personal perspectives on other people's lives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Worry about yourself. Stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Your timeline is not everybody's timeline.
Yeah.
That's what y'all gotta, you know, realize. Like, what works for one may not work for all.
What might be my relationship goals might not be for you.
It might not be, but that don't make you right and me wrong.
Facts.
It just make us different.
Yeah, that's it.
Agreed.
Now, B, we was having a conversation early on, and this is off topic, but I thought it was a dope conversation to continue on, even on the mic. Is you were saying, like, when you're dating somebody, like, if you're the only child, or no, you're the oldest child.
Yeah, I'm the oldest child.
So
yeah. So me and Mez were talking about how based on, like, the hierarchy that you are in your immediate family, we were talking about how that has that determines, like, your personality. And I read a book about it, but it was based on, like, the oldest child, like, the type of personality they have, middle child, youngest child, only child.
Yeah.
And I was telling Mez that because I'm the oldest child, I'm used to managing a team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm used to being responsible for multiple people, like, regardless of
all
of us having different attitudes and energies and whatever, like, I'm responsible for everybody's shit. So I naturally I'm just very organized. I have a type A personality. Like, my closet is literally, like, color coordinated. Like, I'm just like, I don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like, I'm just
if
so
you're the oldest
child,
everything fell back on you,
everything.
Right?
Yeah, so it's just like, I manage things. I manage people. That's just what it is. And I was just telling Mez, like, you know, right now I'm dating the oldest child, like me. So we have a lot in common, just naturally, just on the basics, like, fuck astrology, fuck everything else. Just the way that we operate on things. We act the same in business and personal because in our personal lives, because we're the oldest. So we both manage things.
Right.
And so I feel like we naturally don't butt heads because we just both have a natural level, basic level of understanding with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always dated, like, the only child. And only childs are, you know, they tend to be more selfish.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, it's just them. Like, they're not used to sharing. They're not used to considering other people because it's just them. It's just their parents and them. And then, like, you got your middle child. Middle child's usually they require a lot of attention because the youngest gets all the attention. The oldest is really, like, overlooked. But the middle be overlooked too. Like, the oldest is expected to be perfect.
I'm the middle child.
Yeah, the
right?
oldest is expected to be perfect. The youngest gets baby. And so you got the middle child who really, like,
is struggling with identity. Not it don't necessarily have to be super obvious, but it's just like they, you know, sometimes they're like overlooked, overshadowed.
That's the child who's like pretty much more independent than anyone.
Exactly. The middle child is always going to be the rebel, basically. And then you got your youngest child, you know, and they tend to be selfish too because the young child is baby. So those are people that you literally, like, those are people who require a lot of attention, you know? And I was just telling Mez, like, you know, I really do feel like, you know, if we can help it, it's important to date somebody that's in the same hierarchy as you. So, like, I was saying, like, I'm dating the oldest child like me. And we have we understand each other on a whole different level.
Yeah.
Where, when I dated only childs, we just didn't have that understanding at all. Yeah. Because I'm just like, you don't think about other people. Like, you're not considerate about other people. Like, you don't care. And they just don't care because they don't have to. Because it's just, that's just the way they were raised. Like, it's just them.
And we were also talking about space. Like, how important is space in a relationship?
I think space is very important. I'm an Aquarius. I don't know if y'all know, you know, about signs and everything, but I require a lot of space. And I feel like space is super essential to remaining who you are, true to self. I read a lot of books. I read a book a month. Sometimes I reread books. Like, if I'm just at a certain point in my life, I need to reread some shit. My favorite book is called The Science of Love. And it's not really what the title says it is. Like, it's a book about love, but it's based on just a breakdown scientifically.
Yeah.
And so it explains to you, like, what love is not, and then it explains what love is. And the main topic of this book, the main lesson of the book is about how women have to be 100% feminine, men have to be 100% masculine. And it talks about how men are 3/4 masculine, 1/4 feminine. Women are 3/4 feminine, 1/4 masculine. Mm-hmm. And it's when you actually meet the person that's for you where y'all become 100% of the opposite. And it's not even sexes or genders, but the opposite energy, basically.
Yeah.
And just how you have to create space, because if you don't, then you fuse into one being. And in order for love to, you know, continue to be consistent, you have to be two separate beings. And when you mesh so much, like, you literally become one, and then eventually y'all start to hate each other, y'all start to resent each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like you need your space. You need a man cave, a woman cave, a girl's trip, a guy's trip. I ain't mad. I want my guy to have his friend time and to go on guy's trips. So whatever the fuck happens.
You know, that's another conversation. How many of my homies would ask me, like, yo, because my wife go on girls trips.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's super important. And I'd be like,
go. Yeah,
you need time to sit with your own thoughts, and you need time and space to not be worried about somebody else all the fucking time.
I was even talking about, like, it'd be times where if I came home and my wife is there with her homegirls, she wouldn't mind if I came and drink and kick it with her and her homegirls. Sometimes I see that, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go upstairs and give them their own time together. Like,
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes
that's healthy.
If your man come in with you and your homegirls ain't going to be themselves 100%.
Exactly.
So I'm going to just go upstairs and do what I do upstairs. And y'all have y'all good time, do what y'all do and be women.
And I really don't want to ever make my partner feel like, you know, he can't be himself, or he got to walk on eggshells, or he got to be on tippy toes. And,
well, you know, he's never going to be 100% himself. Well, let me not say that. He's not going to be who he is with his boys, who he is with you.
And I want him to feel comfortable enough that he can have that time to where he don't have to be, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, for sure.
I ain't trying to be in phone conversations, even when I'm with my dude and we chilling, he on the phone with his friends. Like, I ain't gonna say I step out the room, but I'm just not involved.
Nah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not involved. Yeah. Like, I keep my shit. I got my own shit. I always want to feel like I can have my own shit. I don't pillow talk with my dude about my friend's business.
That's healthy.
All y'all women who do that, y'all need to get punched, okay? Because it's not your man's business what's going on with your friends, because he will end up hating your friends, or you'll try to hang out with your friend, and he'll be like, oh, that hoe. Oh, you going to hang out with that hoe? Oh, what y'all about to go do? Because you told him her fucking business, when really everybody is allowed to have their own lives and paths and experiences. You don't need to share that. I don't need my dudes to
be wanting to hear that shit, because I don't be wanting to hear nobody else's business. I'll be out.
I honestly don't
don't think so. I think we just be talking because, you know, eventually that becomes your best friend. You're with them all the time.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
You feel like, you know, you can kick the shit with them. But me personally, I don't like doing that because I don't want him forming his opinions about my friends.
Kay, how you feel about that? Do you?
I had to laugh because I don't know if y'all seen that meme that Justin LA Boy put up talking about imagine gossiping with your man and he tell you to mind your damn business. Y'all, listen, I told y'all.
That's me. If somebody come to me, I'll be like, yo, mind your business. Why you care what's going on in their life?
I told y'all earlier that I was nosy, right? So that happened to me before.
What happened?
I got told to mind my business.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? Like, it was innocent. It wasn't anything, like, too deep to tell him. But still, he checked me. He was like, girl, mind your business. Don't worry about that. So, like, I...
Anybody who knows me know I'm not nosy. Like, people are like, you didn't hear about it? I'm like, no. I don't care.
It's a difference. It's different types of nosy people. It's people that go searching for stuff. Yeah,
for sure.
And it's people that stuff just come to them.
Nah, that's true. That's definitely true.
Do y'all remember the game? I don't know if you ever played this game when y'all was kids, but, like, you would, like, based on your birthday, it would tell, like, what you were. Like, the 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And so, like, it's so funny because my birthday in February, like, you would think I'm nosy, but I'm really not nosy. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, I haven't heard about that since I was a kid. I forgot about that.
And then you do the numbers, like, whatever number you are, you keep counting threes.
Yeah.
And mine is mine. And, like, I really just be in my head about shit. But I just think that's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I just never cared about what's going on in other people's business. Like,
I am so weak.
That's just never been something I'm into.
So, so back to the conversation about the men being the new bad bitches. Because I dated a bad bitch.
Please don't say no names.
And you know, I would never do that. I would never do that. But you know what's so funny? Like, I was talking to my sister about it, and she was like, bad bitches link up. Like, you just like bad bitches. And I was just like, yeah.
Look, shout out to Brooke. Shout out to Brooke.
Today is her birthday. Happy birthday to my sister. I love you so much. Like, she's literally like my favorite person. But this is the men who want to be bad bitches.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, nigga.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. Okay? And you know what? I dated somebody, and he literally, you know, like, once it was done, we had a reconciliation conversation about it, and he was just like, I just, you know, I was looking for you to do the things that I was doing for you. Just, you know, take me on trips and, you know. And I was just like, okay. I don't get that, but I understand. I really don't understand, but I'm gonna say I understand just so we can get past this conversation. But it's just like these men who be wanting to be the women in these relationships, like women. I get that y'all want to prove that y'all are so independent, but please, that is a masculine trait.
Yeah.
Men like feminine women. I'm not saying that you have to be somebody who's begging or somebody who is, you know, like, you don't have to do that. You just be feminine. Feminine energy, we're receivers. Men are the doers. They're the givers. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about strictly your man pay all the bills. Like, you can pick up a grocery bill. Like, you can make sure that it's a clean house and you can cook and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, and we don't have to get into gender roles. All I'm saying is, women, we have to keep in mind that we must be feminine. When you getting hype and you popping shit and talking with your hands and getting physical, like, that's masculine energy. Like, you have to be calm and you have to be feminine. Men respond so well to that. I've obviously had to learn that. Like, I was raised by a lot of women. I have men in my life, but I was raised by a lot of women, and they're masculine. You know, they beast they niggas, and you know, I just looked at that like, I don't want that. I want a real man, and I want to be submissive. I want to be vulnerable. I want to be feminine.
Yeah.
I want my man to just be like, this is the softest motherfucker I've ever met in my life, like, on all levels. You know what I'm saying? All of that. And I love that.
What'd you say, Kay?
I want to add to that, but I want to talk about masculine and feminine energy from a different perspective.
Okay.
So you spoke about how, you know, with your scenario about the woman being more so the provider and, like, you know, like, doing for the guy financially. I want to talk about how women, you know, feel as if they have to portray this masculine energy because of the hurt and the pain that, you know, men have put them mm-hmm. through. Like, they don't feel like they can be them feminine, their feminine selves, because if they let down their guard and show this man that they care and show this man that they have feelings for him, he gonna run all over her.
And I also feel like that comes into play with what you said about the woman doing the work on herself, so she can yeah. know that she's worthy of receiving that energy. And I feel like if you haven't got to that point, then A, you have not done the work on yourself, and two, you're not ready for love, period.
I'll be because saying that. Like,
I agree. I agree. I agree. But I also look at it from a perspective, too. Like, you'll never know until you kind of test the waters. Like, let's say that you spent some time alone and you spent some time by yourself, and then you get in a situation and you realize, like, hey, this is triggering me. Yeah. I see myself doing the same things that I typically would do because I'm setting up as a defense mechanism. Like, you know, X, Y, and Z happened in my past, so I've got to not show this guy that I really like him. Or I got to show this guy that, you know, I don't really care as much, even though I do, because I'm afraid that, you know, you kind of like labelize all men like they're gonna be this way, mm-hmm. so let me do this way, you know, so that I won't hurt myself or get myself hurt.
I honestly think people shouldn't get into relationships till like their late 20s.
Yeah,
like live
you
your life
go
and
through some things.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agree. I feel like you really don't know who you are until your late 20s. Like, it's exactly like what you want. You gotta experience things to figure out what you want and what you don't want. Again, I also will double back on what you said. If that is the case where a woman is acting like that with a man, either one, that's not the person for her, because I feel like energetically, naturally, when you're with somebody who's good for you, I don't mean you got to be with them forever, but at that mm-hmm. time and in that moment in time when they're good for you, you will naturally be feminine. You will naturally mm-hmm. submit. The only reason that women feel that they have to be masculine and they feel like they got to have these walls up is because that's probably not the person for you. Because energetically, if he gave you that energy, you would just naturally do that shit. I have not submitted to every man that I fucking dated. I haven't. Yeah. I haven't. But the ones that I have, they were good for me in that point in time.
Right.
But I also do, you know, again, tripling back on what you said, like, you really have to do the work. That don't mean that things are going to work. That don't mean things are not going to work.
Yeah.
That just means that you've done enough work to know that you can recognize that when you're being triggered, this is some ego shit. Mm-hmm. And you're able to control that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or you call your girls and you vent about it. You don't take that out on that nigga. You know what I'm saying? On that man. Like, you just, you know how to deal with the shit. But, I feel like, you know, she just got real deep. How we be on every podcast? Nah. She just got super deep.
Nah, that's dope, though. Nah, that's for sure.
I was just thinking about it from a different perspective, just because, you know, that's not the only masculine energy that women can portray. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes they just want to protect their feelings. And so they portray this tough exterior when it's not really who they are. Mm-hmm. And that's why they can't tap into that feminine energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't tap into that because they're so pressed on trying to prove a point. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, the last nigga did this. So I'm definitely, like, not finna come in and show him X, Y, and Z because he's not finna play with me. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, you gotta leave all that baggage behind in every relationship. Start over fresh, clean slate and all that, man. Yeah. But now, that was definitely a dope conversation we had. I really appreciate y'all coming through.
Thanks so much for having us, man.
For sure. As soon as you told me you was coming back to the city, I'm like, I have a slot open. You need to pull up.
Which was absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Y'all, this was my first ever podcast. I thoroughly enjoyed this. You know, this might be a thing for me.
You sound like a natural, though. Like, most people who it's the first time, they'd be a little nervous, so.
Well, you know, I'm not a shy person, so, you know, nothing really beats me. But, no, I really enjoyed this conversation. I enjoyed, you know, different perspectives. I'm definitely open to hearing different things. So, this was good. This was a good deal.
Where can they find y'all again?
You can find me at The Luxurious K. I'm sure you know how to spell the and luxurious, but this is how you spell K. It's K-A-I. Mm-hmm. And no underscores, again, for the
fake pages
who have fake pages of me. No underscores. It's just The Luxurious K. So follow me. You know, I follow back.
Be wicked to find
I
you.
I feel like when you have fake pages, like, you have reached, like, celebrity status. Because of what? I'm screaming. I've never had a fake page. Wow.
And let me tell y'all, like, it's not just the regular fake page. Apparently, I'm a porn star.
Yeah, that's what they do.
On the page. Like, they're really trying to scam people to watch a quote-unquote show.
Yeah.
And I don't really post anything that has my body out. Yeah, like I'm very conservative and classy. Like, and, like, how are y'all prepping people with fully clothed pictures? Like, it gotta be a scam. Yeah. Like, it gotta be.
Be where they can find you.
My name on Instagram is Orange Like the Color Moon, MOONLTD as in limited. So Orange Moon LTD.
Hey, y'all know where y'all can find me, Mez Black Label or Mez Drinks and Chill for the podcast page. And that's another episode. That first song was by Grammar. It was called 10 Speed. And we got another song by him called No Limit. Y'all want to drop anything? Let us know anything else. B or K? Anything y'all want
to
say?
I look forward to being on another episode in the future. For sure. I'm going to come out to Charlotte to come kick it. Every blue moon, I feel like all my real friends are here.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I literally moved here and made, like, lifelong relationships. Every orange moon, we got to change that. People.
Not every blue moon, for every
sure.
orange moon.
Every orange moon, for sure. So I just want to say, like, I appreciate it and I miss this podcast, but we used to have so much fun.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, I got to add this because, like, this is such a saying, like, no new friends. You know, you've been friends with your people for X amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Brandy met back in 2019. Mm-hmm. Yes, we met in 2019 because we worked together. And, you know, like, I was so for that, like, mantra, like, no new friends, like, I don't really trust people. I'm not letting nobody in. But when I say that, like, you know, being open to her, like, we have really developed just this strong friendship, this sisterhood.
Yeah.
And it's so dope, you know, to meet people. You may meet people later on in life. Like, so yeah, I said all of that to say just always be open-minded.
Facts.
You never know who you can meet. You know, I feel like your soulmates are not just romantic relationships. It can really mm-hmm. be platonic. It's people that you really vibe with and you have a deeper connection. So, you know, just stay open-minded and always be positive. That's what I had to end this on. So.
For sure, man. We out of here. This is No Limit by Grandma. Appreciate y'all listening. We out of here.
I need countless money, man. Countless women. Countless cars. Hey, oh, God. You know I'm gonna spend it. No limit. To the floor, go ahead and get it. No limit, no limit, no limit. Tell your man don't hate, tell your girls don't hate. You know I got that money, you know I spend that cake. You know I'm gon' spend it. No limit, no limit, no limit, no limit. By the looks of things, shorty, you deserve it all. You wanna come up, ass look like two basketballs. Like the way you gyrate, ay, move and rotate. Fast back, slow pace, no waste. Body bad, I swear it is, that L.A. fitness. Ay, poking out in the jeans, and I swear it's ridiculous. Know I seen you at Onyx, tattooing your stomach. And I think your name is Promise, and I don't remember, just honest. All I know is you bad. All I know is you got it. And I don't mess with no mediocres. That arrow gotta be vicious. Heard your work at Houston. Might take me a trip. See you twerk it in person. Tell your man don't trip. Oh,
shorty, you know I'm gon' spend it. No limit. No limit. No limit. Try to the floor, go ahead and get it. No limit. No limit. No limit. Tell your man don't hate. Tell your girls don't hate. You know I got that money. You know I spend that cake. You know I'm gon' spend it.